sexual harassment. Like, he's been, like, sexually harassing everybody. Like, hey, if you want to get ahead, you're going to have to sleep with me. So this values thing is not being talked about. And I just, you know, I'm not one to gossip, but, you know, I had to bring it up. I mean, Rod's looking at me like, well, you know, like, you're not even surprised.
I'm not. I mean, because we talk about, like, values, you know what I'm saying? Like, for real. Like, in their actions, we've restored how many politicians, you know, I mean, what was it? Dennis Hastert from the Republican Party.
Right.
Was a pedophile.
Yes.
Documented. You know what I'm saying? So I think that, like, when I look at, you know, these, to me, even when they come out, you know what I'm saying? It's so, they're theatrics from everything, from what they're wearing to their hair.
Giuliani trying to tell the black community how to do their parenting. You know what I'm saying?
When his daughter's arrested for stealing.
I mean, there you go.
Facts. How we say it in black. Facts. No, I think it's also important. She brought up something about, like, the Supreme Court. You know, and it's crazy, but, you know, that's also something that's up for grabs. You know what I'm saying? Depending on this presidency. And you know, I think that when you look at legislation just in general, it's, you know, we've had how many people murdered by police, and there's never justice. You know, so I think
let me ask you about the Supreme Court then. And we're talking with Rod Starrs, G1 from Rebel Diaz here on the national coverage of the RNC in Cleveland. This is Davey D, Mitch Jesuits here.
I mean, they just passed, you know, through the Supreme Court. They basically just took away the right of illegal search and seizure.
Yes, they did.
That just happened. Like, folks, you know what I'm saying?
With one of Obama's appointees.
And I think it's important that we talk about that, too, because while the majority of folks are talking about the distraction of Miss Trump or Melania, whatever, I don't know how to say her name and all that, but how, you know, how we say in hip-hop, she bit Michelle Obama's speech. Right, she's a biter, you know what I mean? But while everybody's talking about those theatrics, there's actually the conversation about policies that will, you know, not potentially, that will kill and displace potentially millions of people.
Absolutely.
And so while we're, you know, I say that to the movement, while we out here just protesting, you know what I mean? These folks, you know, these white folks are in here, you know what I mean? Creating evil policies that are gonna kill us, that are gonna, you know, incarcerate us,
so
that are gonna,
let's go back,
deport
to this.
Us. So I think that, like, It's crazy that we do talk about that, because you really see that, you know, when it comes to legislation and the criminal, you know what I'm saying, injustice system, we're clear that's not ever on the side of poor people.
That's Rod Starrs, G1, Rebel Diaz, Davey D, Pacifica National Coverage from Cleveland, the RNC. There we go.
And thank you both. Thank you both so
peace,
much.
Peace, man. Yeah,
again, you are listening, as Davey D said, to the Pacifica Radio's national coverage of the RNC. Again, the theme tonight is the economy. And now joining us on the telephone is Richard Wolff. Richard Wolff is a visiting professor at the New School University, New York, and also professor of economics emeritus at the University of Massachusetts Amherst. He is host of Economic Update that can be heard throughout Pacifica Radio. Richard Wolff, I thank you greatly for taking time to talk to us.
My pleasure, Mitch.
I want to talk to Donald Trump with you and maybe about some economic populism and things. And here's something interesting. If you read Donald Trump's book, Crippled America, which is just another offensive title that came from Donald Trump, he said this in here, which I found fascinating. Quote, "If we do what we have to do correctly, we can create the biggest economic boom in this country since the New Deal, when our vast infrastructure was first put into place. It's a no-brainer. It's so obvious that even Democrats can figure it out." That was written in 2015. Surprising to see somebody would say that a year later, be the Republican presidential candidate.
Yeah, it is an amazing sign either that he hasn't a clue about the actual history of the United States, or he wants to somehow associate his effort with the New Deal. But the single most important program of the New Deal to put people back to work was the Federal Jobs Program, which was created by Roosevelt in 1934, and between 1934 and 1941 created and filled somewhere in the neighborhood of 15 million jobs. Let's be real clear. These were jobs where the employer was the federal government of the United States, and these 15 million people were public employees. Now, nobody who has ever followed Donald Trump on anything has ever heard him advocate anything remotely like this. So when he celebrates the New Deal, he must mean something other than what, in fact, was the jobs program that was the most important and most successful at that time, which makes me come back to the notion that he's just grabbing for eye-catching or ear-catching symbols that he can sort of throw together in whatever salad bowl mechanism occurs to him and hope that people see something positive in it. But in terms of a real notion of a jobs program, he has nothing to offer, and the New Deal reference is nothing that he has ever spoken about, so he can't possibly mean what he says, and that's a little distressing.
Richard Wolff, stay with us. We're going to go to the floor of the RNC. Again, people are talking about the economy. This is Andy Wist. He's a businessman. We're only going to go to it for a couple of minutes. We want to get a sense of what they're saying. He founded the Standard Waterproofing Company in 1979.
I'm also the trustee of Teamster Local 522, because like Donald Trump and Mike Pence, I believe that working men and women still matter in this country, and we have to look out for them. After 8 years of President Obama, I don't see the American dream like I did when I was starting out. All I see is too many people out of work, too many jobs shipped overseas, and too many politicians who just don't care. It's a mess. Who's going to fix it? Hillary Clinton? After 30 years in public life, her only accomplishment is beating the rap every time she breaks the law. Donald Trump is a builder. He's a leader who will bring us together. He will make America work again so we can believe again. I'm not a big important person. I'm just a regular guy. I love my family. I love my country. I lived a great life.
Again, that's Andy Wist. He founded the Standard Waterproofing Company in 1979. You are listening to Pacifica Radio's coverage of the Republican National Convention, along with Skia Muhammad. I'm Mitch Jesrich, coming to you from the convention. Richard Wolff joins us on the telephone. Richard Wolff, I have to tell you, again, when we first went to the floor and we hear somebody talking about working, it wasn't what I would expect to hear at the RNC when talking about the economy.
And someone saying, I'm president of a Teamsters local.
Right. I think, well, the Teamsters have a long, complex history of supporting the Republicans in elections. But put that aside for a minute. I think there is something important here. I think that Mr. Trump has touched a nerve, rather like the nerve touched by Bernie Sanders on the other side, of a mass of Americans who understand that the situation for working people in this country has been deteriorating for 30 or 40 years, and the reality is that neither Republicans nor Democrats in office have done anything significant to stop it. They debate it. Maybe you can argue the Democrats make it happen a little more slowly than the Republicans, or at least with less gusto, but masses of people are very, very frightened and angry and concerned, and they're all right about that. And I think what it means is that the Republican speechwriters want somehow to tap into that. That's why Trump did the strange thing of being critical of the trade agreements, which, by the way, over the last 30 years have been heartily endorsed by most Republicans and Democrats. Talking about stopping companies from going out of the country, something that has not been accomplished neither by the Republicans nor by the Democrats. They know they have to appeal in some way to all of that anger, or else they will be perceived as the same old, and that's a death for their election game. And I think that's why you're seeing these kinds of unusual references. And you'll see more of it from Mrs. Clinton, precisely because Bernie Sanders proved how important it is on the Democratic side, every bit as much as Trump did on the Republican.
Richard Wolff, it's Askia Muhammad, and I have to ask you, and I think you're the perfect person for this question as a New Yorker. What about Fred Trump? Woody Guthrie wrote a famous anthem complaining about his racist landlord, Fred Trump, Donald J. Trump's dad, whom he credits for giving him a send-off and starting him off in business, and how proud he is. If reporters or anyone brings up Fred Trump and his racist past, is that the kind of thing that Donald Trump will heartily embrace and be proud of?
No, I think he has to sort of mumble about it. His father staked him, gave him the $20 million when he started out in New York. It's a standard joke here in New York City that Donald Trump started from the bottom with nothing other than his father's $20 million as a kind of a joke. Look, New York housing is a highly racially discriminatory system, and it has been for a very, very long time. And if you're an active builder in the New York City real estate scene, you're caught up in all of that. And there's very little way you're going to make it, let alone be successful at it, if you don't play along pretty much with the way the system works. You build for the richest people. You build in the neighborhood with whatever the ethnic makeup of the neighborhood is, not to avoid to avoid all kinds of problems. There's nothing in Trump's history to indicate he was any kind of person to break color barriers and discriminatory, racist ways of organizing society. And I think he's the normal product of a successful real estate deal, which punctuated by the bankruptcies in which he got the federal government and the local governments to bail him out over and over again. Now he talks about how he's a self-made man. Yeah, well, between his father and the public dole that he got, his history is a literal condemnation of the pretense he makes in telling these stories that the Republicans like to hear themselves tell one another about business.
Richard, well, we have about 40 seconds left, and I do want to ask you as we go, what would a Donald Trump presidency mean to the economy? Could we expect something immediately afterwards, like what we saw with Brexit?
I think you'd see some very scared people, and by far the most scared, to tell you the truth, will not be working class people, but will be the business community. If he were actually to try to levy a 45% tariff on goods coming in from the rest of the world, just to pick that one, it would mean that most of the major multinational corporations that have put billions of dollars into India, China, Brazil, and so on, in order to produce there and bring back to the United States, would just have had their business ruined. This puts them against him in a way he has never seen, and might make our political system topsy-turvy in terms of who's aligned with whom, and he would become a persona non grata so fast his head would spin, and the business community would take the lead in mobilizing everybody against him.
Richard, well, thank you very much.
My pleasure, Mitch, and good luck in enduring the
rest. We're doing our best. Folks, this is Pacifica Radio's coverage of the Republican National Convention. We are a small team on a shoestring budget trying to bring you alternative coverage of the Republican National Convention. Shoestring budget for us is, though, still a lot of money. And as always, we rely on you, our trusted and reliable listener, to do this work. So we here all want to encourage you to support your local radio station.
Here at your local community radio, we're proud to bring you live coverage from Pacifica Radio Network of the Presidential Convention and other historic events.
Keep our radio free.
In community radio, we are proud to be part of a family of citizens on the cutting edge of democracy. Hear our voices of just a few of your fellow Americans exercising their First Amendment rights to speak and be heard on Free Speech Media.
We're up here on the White Earth Reservation, which is in northwestern Minnesota. We see the radio station as an opportunity to dialogue about a host of issues about the future of the community. We also see it as a way for Native people to really be in the driver's seat on having our voice heard by others in our own words.
We'll get calls from town sometimes that are an hour and a half, 2 hours away, saying, you know what, we heard what y'all were talking about and issues that y'all are dealing with there, and it motivated us to start trying to get some change in our city, you know, to try to replace this official.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Crop Up Dinner Series and Market Showcase. The Aurora Dinner will be held July 21st from 5:30 to 9 p.m. The dinner series lets you dine on dishes built around Oregon's specialty crops that are grown in the local regions surrounding each dinner site. It has been designed to increase awareness of the bountiful diversity of Oregon's specialty crops, including fruits, vegetables, tree nuts, dried fruits, and nursery crops. Again, that's the Crop Up Dinner Series and Market Showcase, July 21st from 5:30 to 9 p.m. at 15210 Northeast Miley Road in Aurora. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
This program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Radio Cab, serving the metro area since 1946 with service 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Radio Cab offers airport service, wheelchair accessible vans, and can be reached at 503-227-1212. In Vancouver at 360-694-1234 or RadioCab.net.
This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Portland's Gay Directory, providing a resource guide of openly gay-friendly businesses, organizations, and services since 1996. New smartphone app available for all iPhones and Droids. For more information, you can visit gaypdx.com.
You are listening to KBOO Portland, where the time is now 6 o'clock. In a few moments,